Welcome to The Ether. Today's Tuesday, April 26, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For more information, check out terraspaces.org/sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Terra Aliens and Luna Wardens AMA hosted by Luart. Let's take a listen.
Whoa. What's up, guys? Welcome to the AMA. I hope you guys are ready today because we're gonna describe some sick NFT projects today. Just a sec. Can you guys hear me properly? We'll have more people joining as speakers. We'll have Jordan with us today, PB&J, and Terra Alien, Luna Warden, the DeFi Jedi is here, of course. Of this guy, hey mate. We will be waiting for more speakers, so please be patient. This is going to be amazing. Just give us 1 or 2 minutes. Thank you.
There we go.
There you go, sir.
So we're having a little bit issue with the hosting, huh?
Yep. Terra Aliens and Luna Wardens, you can join. Your speaker request has been accepted. So you can join us right now. If not, just please press the request button. A little bit of hosting issues there. But in the meantime, Jordan, you excited about today?
Always excited for these. It's always a good time. It's a way, not only is it like a AMA for everyone else, but like, you know, obviously we're working with so many projects. I get to learn about these projects, you know, deep dive, ask some questions. You know, and I think that it really helps me understand them. So it's always a good time. Always a good time. So if you guys can request, please, we're having issues for some reason. The UI on Twitter Spaces isn't letting us add people directly. So Terra Aliens and Luna Wardens, I see you guys there. Oh, they said they requested. Okay. We may or may not have to end this and come back if that's the case. Or, yeah, maybe you guys try to leave and come back. Terra Aliens and Luna Wardens. So we don't have to restart. Elon buys Twitter and all of a sudden Twitter Spaces doesn't work.
Yeah, seems to work. I think I has been able to invite them as co-hosts. So hopefully they will join.
It works now?
Looks like it. Check the DMs, guys. You will have an invitation for co-hosting. It's pretty funny to get rugged at our own AMA, I think, by the NFT projects. I think they're like making fun of us right now.
It's happened a few times of recent. There we go. Luna Wardens.
There we go. How are we all doing?
Great. How about yourself?
Doing well now. I was lolling at your Elon comment.
So, yeah. So who do we have the pleasure to speaking to from Luna Wardens?
This is Wizard. I am one of the leads on the project and creative mind behind most of the lore with the project.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely get into that. Let's see if we can Let's see if we can get Terra Aliens into this next.
No rush on my end.
So where are you dialing in from, if you don't mind doxing yourself?
I don't mind doxing myself a little bit here. From the great state of Texas. Texas, United States.
Oh, awesome. We'll Let's all go. Actually be there in June.
Oh, for Consensus?
Yeah. We'll be there during Consensus Week. It'll be the Terra DAP Expo. It's like kind of Terra's first big soul expo for all the protocols on Terra and NFT projects.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Maybe we'll bump into each other then. I'm not down in Austin, but I plan on being in that area for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a pretty big week. There's also the Central Con as well. And I think that's a pretty big NFT conference. We attended that last year. Some projects from Terra attend it as well. But the Terra DAP is the first Terra focused conference, I would say.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm going to have to dig into that and see if Luna Wardens can make a presence.
Aurelius. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, let's go. We have everyone.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Welcome.
Hi guys. How are you doing?
How's it going, man? That's the first time I think I hear your voice. That's pretty cool, man. So
yes,
welcome again.
Yeah, I just couldn't join it for like my laptop, but then I just couldn't log on my phone, and that's a mess. That's why I'm here. So that's good.
Oh man. Oh yeah.
I think
100%
the computer, it allows you to join, but it doesn't allow you to have speaking privileges yet from desktop.
Yeah.
We'll have to tell Elon to change something about this. Definitely. It's broken on my browser. Like Twitter Spaces, these are the worst on browser.
I think people use Twitter on their desktop probably 50% of the time, at least.
Yeah, and that's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, if you have good gear, good audio gear, like good microphone, good headset, you can't use them because you have to use mobile, right? So
yeah, I got my AirPods. That's about it.
Anyway, welcome again, guys, and I'm like we're so stoked to have you today. That's gonna be super exciting as your two major projects launching on Luart pretty soon.
Yeah, can't wait on that.
Yeah, excited to be here, excited to launch.
And so I think, like, first off, what I noticed about your projects, making my research in the very early days of the alpha you released, and you started to feed your Twitter pages, your websites, and what I noticed was, like, you guys, your projects made so many partnerships. It was crazy. Like, with so other like Terra NFT projects, that was really crazy. That was nice to see. And can you list some of them? Maybe like the one you can remember, the big partnerships you made, maybe the first one. Can you remember the first partnership you made with another Terra NFT project?
I think I can start first, Tom. I think our first partnership was with Hellcats, actually. I mean, that was a really big one. We were really excited about that. We managed to secure it. Also, I even made a whole list of the partnerships that we had. So it was like Skeleton Punks, Looney, Astro Heroes, Silent Solos, Genesis Wolves, Lunita Hero, Wrecked Wolves, Dystopia, Space Cartels, Mutants. Like, there were so many. Like, even the one project we're collabing today that we're about to announce soon, a giveaway. So stay tuned for that. But that's all what I'm going to say for now.
There we go. I think that our first was, I believe it was Hero NFT, but we have a few. I mean, Astro Hero, Hellcats, up and coming Derby Stars, Skeleton Punks. We've had a few. We're very excited. I mean, this is just the opening the door here, so to speak, in terms of these partnerships as well, right?
Not at all.
These partnerships at this very early stages.
I'm so sorry for the delay. I had to switch to the mobile app. I thought that I would use the web browser, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't use it on desktop.
Let's go. So
yeah. No worries, guys.
Yeah, but it's cool. So we have two aliens with us today.
Yeah.
Two major
freaky guys.
Alien leaders. Yeah, two freaky guys, you'd say? Cool. Oh, okay.
Two wild and crazy guys.
Yeah.
let's go around and do introductions. We all get to know each other. I can start it off. My name is Jordan CryptoSmith on Twitter. I'm on the marketing team here at LuArt. Whoever wants to take it off next, go ahead.
Sure. So PB doesn't mean peanut butter, but you can memorize it as is. That's fine. I'm working as a creative director at LuArt too, and sometimes I'm helping Jordan with the AMAs, and that's really a pleasure for me to be here and talk with you guys. I think that's a great opportunity to have you here and find more about your project. So yeah, I also do memes from time to time. I don't know if you guys check this, but we have amazing meme lords on Terra, and a big shout out to them. I think it's pretty important. As you know, like Price is a meme, and memes are so important in the community. So that's why I have a ton of fun doing these. So yeah, basically that's it for me. Who's next? Aliens? Wattens?
So maybe. Maybe I can start first. So I'm a part of Terra Aliens team. I'm a part of the marketing. And also I'm helping a lot with partnerships as well. And Discord, I probably, there's a lot of things that I do, I can, the more I can say, I'm living in UK currently, and that's that.
Awesome. I'm Wizard from the Luna Wardens team. I'm a co-founder, community and project manager. I've worked with different NFT projects, advising with community and mainly to help build the lore, the world behind the NFT projects, which is something we're very excited to bring to the table with Luna Wardens.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. So maybe my turn.
Sure.
So I'm Dominic. I'm CEO from Terra Aliens. I'm here for 3 months for now. And I hope we are doing a great job at this moment. You can see what we are doing. But after Terra Aliens, I'm also working as a VFX graphic for games, ads, etc. So I don't know, maybe at that moment, that's all.
Awesome. All right, sirs. That's cool. And earlier we were starting discussing a bit about the partnerships you had with other Terra NFT projects. And what I've noticed so far is that the connections and partnerships between projects in Terra, they kind of have been developing at a crazy pace, especially recently. And I have to say, it makes me pretty damn bullish on Terra NFTs. So I wanted to ask, like, what's your take on this, like the fact that partnerships on Terra NFTs are booming and it's like so common now to have a lot of partnerships and connections with other projects when you launch yours. So what do you think about this?
I'll step in here first for this one. I think that when you're looking at NFTs as a whole, most people would agree that we're still very early. And when you look at Terra NFTs, I think everyone would agree that we are still very early. We're still up and coming. And I think it's very, very important for projects in this community to have each other's back and to stick together so that we can all rise up, that we can all come and build something great in our communities. And the only way we're going to do that is if we work together.
Yeah, I would really agree with that, especially especially now with the current market and so many projects actually been coming up on Terra, and that's why we also choose the Luart to place that we're gonna launch. I mean, I'm bullish on that as well, especially now with this market, and it's just the beginning, as was said. So I mean, it can also help projects from marketing point of view, and it's also like we can just rise together.
Let's go. I think that definitely makes me more bullish about Terra NFTs, and I think you guys too, listening to us today. So that's why you're here, to learn more about these two amazing projects, and they're launching pretty soon on Luart. So that's cool. Jordan, do you want to take? Did you have a specific question in your mind for the projects?
Well, I think that what we can start with is, you know, just give us a brief background on what your projects are. What is Luna Wardens? What is Terra Aliens? We can kick it off from there because I know that there's going to be a lot of information to unpack, as well as other questions that me and PB have for you guys. So let's start with that. What is Luna Wardens and what is Terra Aliens?
So maybe I will try to answer. So maybe as some of you have seen, we recently published a new article on Medium where you can see that you will be able to stake your NFTs. I think that is something new, something fresh that at that moment no one have. And we would like to build the platform where our holders will be able to earn our alien token, which in the future they will be able to spend that on our platform in games. So for example, they will be able to buy upgrades, to buy NFTs. So this token will have kind of a limited supply, but after the platform is launched, I mean the platform with the games, so everyone will be also able to even exchange it to the stable coin. I think for that moment that should be enough. Maybe you have another question or I can extend this one.
I think that's a good start. We'll definitely start digging into it. Luna Warden.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would love to. I'd love to step in here. So at Luna Wardens, what we are aiming to do is launching our project with our art leading. When Walter and Dabber came to us and said that they wanted to start their own project, we rallied behind them because what they've created in the past with Thor Guards was nothing short of awesome. And now with Luna Wardens, we think it's just that next level of aesthetic beauty, which people will soon see. And going from there, we're going to add our value and utility. And we think this will come naturally with the partnerships that we're building, the communities and the factions within our NFT community will come out and really cement themselves in the NFT world, in the Terra space. And we have some pretty grand plans. Kind of our mantra is set expectations low, then blow them out of the water. All right. So I don't want to get too into the nitty gritty, but we have some pretty good plans for what the Wardens plan to do here when we take over.
All right. Amazing. Amazing. And, I have something for you, Luna Wardens. As you are speaking right now, it's the fact that I was really impressed. Like maybe many of you know, I love the 3D stuff about NFTs. That's something I appreciated a lot, and I was really impressed with the 3D effect of Luna Wardens. I have to say, I find it pretty cool that you also mentioned the artists on many occasions in your Twitter posts. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about I think it's Sir Walter Torreson. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, and Dave Zizi. So these guys are your artists, as I saw on your page, and pretty curious to learn more about them. What's their story?
Yeah. So when we first met Walter, it was through Thorgards, and we hadn't met Dav ZZ or Daver yet. So we had just met Walter, and we brought him on, and we were having him work and go, just blown away by his artwork and his experience. And when you're developing art like this, when you have such a unique approach to it, it's very hard to find someone else to work with you on that because they don't exactly have your style. Well, and lucky in our case, Walter introduced us to his mentor, actually the person that helped train him. And we brought in Daver, and this dynamic duo is, they put out such good work. The quality, the attention to detail, and their minds can just take it in such a way that it really baffles me how good they are with this stuff. Walter is from Brazil, and Daver lives in Croatia now. So our team is spread out throughout the world, and it just you can see this mix of culture and talent and thought and creativity just come together in the Wardens NFT.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Makes complete sense. And you wanted to add something, Jordan?
I was just going to say that I love that you guys are, you know, working with each other from all over the world. We're kind of in a similar camp here in at LuArt. We have people from all corners of the earth, and it's just always awesome to see, you know, different minds from different places to come together to make a project. Just wanted to mention that.
Oh, it's awesome. It's what an amazing time and space to be in.
Yeah, like international collaboration is really, I mean, it's already something that is so big, and that is working. Actually, it's always a challenge. You guys know that to find the proper time zone, the proper time to launch a meeting or something like this. But it's always so rewarding. And the fact that you know that you're working with a person that is providing like such a good work, like such as the art Walter and Dever do. And they're working from like maybe the other side of the world, and that's working. And you can launch like a viable and super amazing project this way. It's pretty amazing, in my opinion. So always like never stops amazing me.
Yeah, and same.
I had a question for Terra Alliance, and I wanted to know, because I'm always fascinated by the mint supply amounts numbers, like. Is there a story behind them and stuff? And I was like, I was checking out your project, and I noticed it was like, so 3,666. I wanted to know if there is any story behind that. I wish it's just like a cool number. Maybe you could tell us more about this, Aurelius and Dominic.
So yeah, like the story, I think at the beginning it was much, much higher, and we kind of weren't sure because with the market and with all the things, the number was much higher than that. It was actually 5,666. So we actually went down to 3,666, and we just kind of thought, okay, that's a cool number, especially we're kind of trying to find the perfect number for us, because obviously we've got projects that have 10,000, we've got projects that have 2,000, and obviously we're kind of like, okay, so where are we at in that, because obviously there's so many projects out there. And we just thought, okay, let's make it a bit higher, especially with the families that we want to bring in to our project. So there's gonna be four families with maybe more in that later. But for example, everyone can get, you know, one member from each family. You know, why not? So we thought like the bigger number would be better to adapt our families into that. So that's where this number came from.
All right. Cool story, I think. And so it brings me to this question I have. It's like how did the journey, the Terra Alliance journey began? I was wondering about this. Like, do you guys know each other from like some, like do you live in close one to another in the same city maybe, or you just met in the ecosystem and then it started? So just wanted to learn more about the project origins, I'd say.
Maybe Dominic can speak.
Yeah, let me try this one. So we started only with the Aurelius at the beginning. It was around maybe 3 months ago where we find the idea about Alliance art. So we decided to try to develop this way with our another friend from the company. So we saw that we have potential in this kind of art, and we decided to extend with much higher range of traits which we can add to this collection. After that, we meet also Barry from Luard, which help us also with the UI of the website, and also suggest us few things about art on which we are working on. I mean, art regarding to Alien. And so we decided to go this way, and already at this moment we have 8 people working on the whole development for the Terra Alliance, and we will see where we are going, what we can achieve, but hope our roadmap is good enough and we have so many goals to achieve during this journey. So we will see.
Awesome. And you mentioned,
hope it's hope you can understand what I describe, so because sometimes I don't understand even what I'm talking about, so no worry.
I think that's
big chaos.
We just act like we know what we're talking about.
Okay, I'm kind of big chaos in my mind, so no worry, I'm kind of stressed because of this meeting, so don't worry.
No, that's all right. We want to keep this, you know, a cool and calm conversation, so no need to be stressed. We'll talk about the projects and
sure, but if you have any question about the things which I said, feel free.
Yep, definitely.
Sure. And like if you take a look at the audience, so many NFT profile pictures, and that's amazing to see. Like, it's crazy. The Web3 is getting so real every day. And just amazing. Like, it's absolutely not stressful. You just scroll down a little bit. You see people we got there, and so many pictures you can recognize. And if you're deep into the NFT world, the NFT space, then you can recognize pretty much every project there by the profile pictures. So big shout out to the audience and the lunatics and just NFT lovers that we have with us today. Shout out to you.
Yeah, that's the plus that on Terra we have much less rooks than on Solana, for example, where there 70% from the project are rooks. So that's the plus for the Terra, in my opinion.
Yep, totally. And earlier you mentioned Barry. So this guy also works for Luard, and he's doing such a good job there. Like, all the UX, the user experience, all the UI, he's basically the chief design officer at Luard. And we love this guy. Like, we can't wait to meet him next time we're going to Europe with Jordan. But I think it would be for Terra Lisbon probably, and we could meet you guys there too. Because that would be a great opportunity.
Yeah, Barry's everywhere, to be sure. So that's cool that we can count on him. So he's a really good supporter in our team.
Oh yeah. So he's the art designer at Terra Alliance. Is that correct?
He's kind of supervisor. Maybe I can use this role. So mm-hmm. we have also a few other guys which are working on our collection. As I said, we have 8 people working on the whole project. Plus we have also a few freelancers as the programmers, which will develop our staking platform. And I also mentioned something about games, which will be included to our platform. So we also need a lot of developers which can achieve the quality which we want to have, you know.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me. And that's a pretty big team. I'd say eight people, so you said, and some freelancers too. I think it requires, I mean, it depends on the projects really and what kind of roadmap you have and the projects you want to achieve. But it definitely takes this kind of big team to make huge projects like yours, like Terra Alien is. So yeah, that's cool. And you have Barry too. So as I told you, like we love working with this guy, and I guess it's pretty cool to work with this guy too. There's so many creative ideas all the time, and like he just provides a ton of work, and he's super friendly. So, hey, Wattens, I was wondering, how big is your team? I don't really know about your team composition, so maybe you could tell us more about this.
Yeah, no problem. Right now we have 5, I would say, core members, or 2 artists, me, our art director, and then more of the community lead. And we've brought on 2 advisors from ThorGuards. We have Rabbit and the Jor Dude as advisors, because as we know with ThorGuards, they had a very successful launch. So we wanted to kind of get their input for sure.
Yeah, I can see them in the audience. So guys, nice. how's it going? I see them there. That's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah. Shout out. Right.
Thanks for showing up.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, of course you have Walter and Dave that we discussed about earlier. So that's amazing.
Walter and Dave.
He's saying hi. I can see the emoji right now.
Nice. Love it. Yeah, and our team is, I mean, something that we plan on doing. I'll get into it. I'll just touch on it briefly. Is if you've been in our Discord, if you joined our Discord or poked around a little bit, what we're doing is we're having people choose factions. And these are based on the lunar calendar. And right now it's just you choose your own. But when you end up with an NFT after you mint, your NFT is going to have a trait on it that assigns a faction. And we want to foster this internal community aspect. And that door is open to a lot of different paths that we can take in building this community and helping them build themselves up. Similar to what like the Pirate Punks have done. They've built like their official sub community. We're really trying to encourage that, to bring that out. So that's like something we're very excited about. So our team could essentially grow as soon as right after the mint. And once we figure out who's in what faction and where who belongs, we'll start seeing how that plays out.
But so I actually, I want to make a transition into like the art inspiration. I think both of your teams have a very unique and distinct art. And I always say this in AMAs, it's super important to do that, because as much as utility and like, you know, DAO and, you know, value add, whatever, all these keywords that you throw in there, like the art is really what captures someone's attention first. And we've seen like some of the better projects perform pretty well because, you know, they have original art and it's strong, it's consistent to where, you know, a brand could come out of it. So where did both of your teams respectively, where did the art inspiration come from?
Yeah, I can go first on this one, no problem. If if you followed our community and have kept track of it a little bit, you know that Walter and Daver have been with us since they were part of the Thorgards project and their art. And if you look at some of the sneak peeks that we have, there are some similarities in that the base 3D models. So Walter and Daver, we wanted to make sure that when they came to us and they talked about creating their own project, we wanted to ensure that people recognize their work, right? Their signature details. So there's some similarities there. Now, what makes Luna Wardens a lot different and unique from, say, Thorgards is we went for more of this cybernetic versus cyberpunk look. We have this cybernetic look, this futuristic, driving forward, the space feel. When I look at these different traits, when Walter and Daver started coming up with these different ideas, I didn't write the lore and then they came up with the traits. They came up with these traits and these designs, and I looked at that and it was like the story was born from them. So that's kind of where we're at with our inspiration is these guys' minds are just on another level.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you guys definitely have a unique art and the inspiration, you know, it's strong. It's very fitting for Terra as well, you know, the whole cosmos and the futuristic design of some of the UI is on the platforms. It's very fitting. I like it a lot. Terra Aliens, same question. Yeah. Where did the art inspiration come from? I think you guys have a very clean and consistent art that's very, you know, it pops for sure. Let's get into that.
Yeah, so actually with Aliens, I was actually really interested like in Galaxy and all that stuff. I mean, that kind of gives you like there's no like ending. There's so many, you know, galaxies and all that, like planets, all that stuff. I mean, there's so many, like your mind just can get lost into that. And then like I thought with Dominic, so maybe we can do like some aliens. That's like the things that, okay, that was here, you know, for a long time, you know, from American movies with this all these aliens coming from space, you know, just riding the earth, trying to take over. I mean, I was just like so inspired by that. And also with the art, I mean, there's not, I think, any similar art to ours on Terra, especially. I mean, it's kind of stands out with so many like traits that we have. I think we have like a perfect number of traits, not too many, not too small amount. So that's great. And also we have some crazy one-on-ones coming. Stay tuned for that. You would like to have them, trust me. And yeah, so that's where the inspiration come from. And then our graphic team put it all together and we're like really, really impressed. And here we are with the art that we're really satisfied with, and so that we can actually, you know, deliver some really, really cool art. And maybe I don't want to sound too bad, but maybe it's one of the best on Terra. I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, yeah, there's nothing wrong with having confidence in your project.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. And I have to say, I really like the style. It's kind of, it seems like a cartoon to me, and like as cartoon as elegant, I'd say. And it's very colorful too. That's something I like a lot about this, about the art that you pulled out with your project. And I'm totally agree with you. I have to say, it's a pretty cool art inspiration you got. And one question that we can ask you is, do you believe actually in aliens yourself?
I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, I actually, to be fair with you, I believe in that. I mean, because like there's the galaxy is so big, so why would be the only one, you know, people? And I think, you know, maybe Terra Aliens will bring something to from the galaxy, you know, to the real world, and just try to make it work, you know. Maybe we're not the aliens, you know, and we only want to take over the Terra, so don't worry about us. But yeah, that's sort of that.
That's a well, perfect answer right here. Yeah.
I love it too. Go ahead, Luna Warden.
I was just thinking, like, this theme song, I can't even think of what it was from. It's like do 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 do. That's all I can think right now.
Oh, the alien?
Yeah.
The alien theme song?
Yeah, I think so.
I was thinking of when they said movies in America, I was thinking of the movie Mars Attacks. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, that's a wild movie.
Yeah. That's a crazy one. That's a classic. If anyone hasn't seen Mars Attacks, it's an older film, you know, like not like good graphics. And I think the graphics are almost bad on purpose to make fun of it, but it's a really funny film. Also, what's another alien movie? Coneheads. What do you got? Men in Black.
Oh yeah. Independence Day.
The list goes on.
Yeah. So many. And
so many.
Maybe the one that I love the most, and it's a recent alien movie. It was really open-minded movie. That's what I liked about this. It didn't give a picture about a specific alien behaviors that we can see in so many movies. It was the movie Arrival. Have you seen this one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The she has to like interpret the signs, right? That they're
exactly
that language.
Yeah, yeah. It was all about language communication, between species, and all about the time, the appreciation of time too, and language, and that language could be related to time as you experience it, the temporality itself. Some pretty deep shit here, and but that's one of the alien movie that I love the most. And, so many alien things, and you definitely had, like, on your website, when we entered the website, I know it's against every UX rules, and Barry would cry if I submit this idea to him, but you should have like the Mars Attack theme or the alien movie theme playing while you enter the website. That'd be pretty cool too.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, Barry, if you're here, you know what to do, man.
I don't know, like, if we would do that, because I'm a UX designer myself, and like, it's against all the UX rules. But I mean, we could make an exception for Terra. It's so special, right?
Barry just said, "I will do it." He heard it.
Oh shit, he did.
Yeah, oh, he messaged me. That's good.
Let's go.
That's great. So let's see if that we can make that happen. But so let's moving on. Let's get into the traits a little bit. So, you know, we talked about the art. I think we can all agree that the art is very unique for both of the projects. I actually, for anyone in the chat, if you guys want to take a peek, sneak peek, I pinned two tweets to the top of this Twitter Spaces, so you guys can go check them out, look at their profiles, get a little glimpse of the art. But, okay, so say I were to mint, what traits would I want to look out for? I know that you guys can't give too much away because there's stuff to be excited about and surprises, but what traits in your guys' minds would we want to be minting? The rare ones or things that are going to pop out?
Mm. Well, I don't think it's any big secret on the Luna Warden side, some of the rare ones that our mechs are going to be the rarer ones. We have 12 different mechs representing the 12 different animals from the lunar calendar. And then we also have a lot of partner one for ones. We had some really cool ideas and inspiration that Walter and Daver came up with for these different one for ones with our partners, which I think all came out so cool and so unique and in their own ways. Very excited for some of these.
Awesome. And how about you, Terrain?
So in our case, maybe I don't want to say too much, but maybe I will say something, you know. So, I mean, you can definitely look out for some, you know, maybe some iced out things, maybe some crowns, maybe some UFO traits. I don't know. That's what I heard. I haven't seen the art, but that's what they told me. I mean, for anything else, you can definitely look for some Luard stuff, some Luard suit, some Luard spacesuit, maybe. I mean, that's gonna be big, so look out for that one. Obviously, the 1v1s, we got some really one v one. You will go crazy. I don't want to say it, but it's gonna be green, you know, related to a green color. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. You will see it by yourself.
I love the sparse choice of words, the maybes, and I don't think so, but there's this. But I think that everyone, he just gave us a lot of alpha. So if you heard what he said, pay attention to that. So I'm excited to see what you guys produce. I mean, I really like the, you know, just the art I shared up here. I see that you guys have a Flash Gordon Terra Alien. So I'm excited to see what else you guys have.
You know, we want also to create events for holders of traits, for example, UFO holders. If you have an alien with UFO trait, you will be able to participate in our event where you will be able to win NFT, UST, for example, and we want to create kind of that event for everyone. So I think in our collection, there's no big sense to look on the traits at this moment. I mean, you should better look which one is better for you, which style you like, or which art is better for you, maybe.
So, yeah, I think you will develop some communities too, with what you're saying right now, some special traits, and maybe people will create sub-communities, as we've seen for Hellcats and so many projects on Luard and on other projects launching on other marketplaces in the Terra ecosystem. So, yeah, you think it will encourage the development of these communities?
Yeah, sure. You want to engage everyone from our even sub-communities, you know, because sub-communities, in my opinion, a very important part of the whole project. They are really good supporters, and they also create their own community which supports them. So yeah, definitely we'll go this way, in my opinion. Yeah,
sub communities are so strong. Like, we could tell with Jordan yesterday, a little bit of alpha here, we actually recorded the Unlucky Minter game, so the second episode of the Unlucky Minter. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but check out the YouTube, the Luart YouTube channel, and you will see a live minting game with the first episode with Midas and Joella from the Terra Space, and it was for the Skeleton Punks mint, and that was a pretty good video. Go check this out. And yesterday we recorded with Jordan the second episode, so it was for the Hellhounds mint. And we had two players who were from the HCMC, so the Hellcat Motorcycle Club, playing for the Unlucky Minter. And these guys were like shielding their community so hard, and that was so nice. And actually, like, the community has a lot of followers, and it's so strong. I was impressed. I didn't know about sub-communities that much before. It was a pretty not very clear for me, and that was a very good opportunity to check that. So if you can do this with their alliance too, and there are so many sub communities popping up, that would be a great thing, and that's pretty exciting to see.
Yeah, so I think we should actually start digging into that. I think one of the great things about, you know, having different traits and things that people can connect with and build their own sub communities, that there's these new cultures that come up, but there's also benefits for these holders. Whether it's price wise of having higher floors or creating their own events. Let's dig into, like, maybe some of the things that you guys have in store for holders. What are some of the things that users can look forward to the most in the roadmap for being holders of Luna Wardens and Terra Aliens?
Yeah, I'll go first. So here at Luna Wardens, we we're aiming to do just that with our factions. I kind of touched on this a little bit before, is building these sub-communities. And it'll be very easy for these sub-communities to form because we're going to have an equal distribution of the factions amongst our collection. Once you get your NFT, you'll know which faction you belong to. And if you mint more than one, you can be part of different factions. And what we're really trying to encourage, and we're going to help promote and foster, is for these factions to come up and stand up on their own and develop their own sort of personality and initiative. And not just from nothing. We plan on part of the raise and part of the secondary funds from the secondary market will go into funding these initiatives. And comes to us and says, hey, we think it'd be really cool if we set up this charity in our name and we backed it and we promoted it. We're like, awesome. What do we need to do to make that happen? Here you go. You have our support. Our team is with you. And that's just a small example of something that could happen, is these community DAOs popping up, so to speak.
So will they be effectively like being able to request, I guess, a form of a grant from the Luna Warden's treasury wallet?
Yeah, I don't want to say that's set in stone, but the process will be something like that.
Got it. How about yourselves, Terra Aliens? Anything that you think the community can look forward to by being a holder in the roadmap? Maybe it's connected to the subcultures. Maybe it's not. It doesn't have to be. But something in the roadmap that holders can look forward to?
I think what Luna Wardens mentioned about the families and like they kind of Lunar 12 months, I don't remember, sorry, but all this, like the families that they have, I'm going to call them that for now. But also, we want to build our families. We also want to kind of extend on that part. But what I'm going to say is why you should stick with us. I mean, probably the biggest part, or the biggest like kind of alpha that I can say, we want to like kind of build our own kind of economy. So I what I'm going to say is that it's just to good to hold your alien, because there is going to be so many events that we're going to run for people with different traits. So if you got this trait or that trait, nobody going to be left behind. That's what we kind of want to focus on, because, you know, maybe we don't want to only, you know, kind of be, okay, so if you have the top traits, you're going to have this, this and that. Everyone will kind of gain from that. So that's for sure. I mean, if you're going to hold it for a long time, for some time, you might be really surprised. That's all I'm going to say. Obviously, that's kind of cheeky for me. But at the same time, I just don't want to say too much. But we got a lot in store for you guys. So just, you know, remember to hold. And so that's all I'm going to say for now.
Well, I know there might not be a lot you want to say, but I'm looking at the website and I've read the roadmap. You know, towards the end of your guys' roadmap, you guys have some pretty big, pretty ambitious goals in there. You guys mentioned the word metaverse and planets. Is that something that we can discuss a little bit, or is that as much information as you can give us?
In my opinion, metaverse is too much at this moment. You know, it's at the end of the roadmap right now. So first of all, we should concentrate on our first goals, which is staking. Basically, it's something that most of the people want to have on Terra. And from the kind of alpha things, maybe it's like you would like to connect all the other projects which are currently on the Terra ecosystem, so everyone will be able to earn something. You know, I can say it can be UST or our coin, but you want to make something big, really big.
So yeah. Let's talk about the staking then. How I've seen some different forms of staking. There's a couple new ones on the Ethereum network that have come up. How do you guys plan on doing that? Are you building your own interface for staking?
Yeah, for now, our user interface is done. So that's the plus. From the other side, we are working hard on the backend, you know. We have to connect everything with the blockchain, and also as we need to create a proper economy which can handle that. Our market cap isn't so big after Mint, so it's required some time to build all the tools which can give profits for everyone in the future. But I mean, it can be close future, you know, it's not 1 year. It's something maybe about a few months.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, hey, today it's getting so interesting to start like holding NFTs with a staking in some projects like yours. And I'm sure like we'll get like the article, if you read the article I have on myself, I will pretty soon. But if you read the article about staking and Terra Aliens, I'm sure like staking will be super interesting, because it has to get some kind of incentive, right? Like the staking has to be good, otherwise people will try it and they won't stay in staking at some point if it's not interesting. So I'm sure you guys will pull up something super cool about this. Plus you have other advantages, other benefits with Lua too, if you own the NFTs. Like let's say at some point you guys want to launch another Terra Alliance batch, then some kind of new collections, maybe you will have the whitelist, like it happened for LCATs yesterday and Hellhound for the LCATs owners. So yeah, totally. I mean, it's getting super interesting as time goes by to stake your NFTs, to hodl them. So I'm super happy to see that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, at the beginning, we are too small to drain the whole money we have in the treasury on the staking. So we need to think about that, how to create it with the sense, you know.
Correct. And I had one question for Luna Wardens. So let's say, like for your mint, so your mint is tomorrow, the 27th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I know it's correct. It's on your page, right? That was just a rhetoric question. And let's say during this mint tomorrow, Jordan here with us gets lucky and he mints a super rare Warden. What can we expect the Warden, the super rare Warden, to look like according to you? Like, if you can give us an example. And maybe it will happen. Maybe Jordan will get it tomorrow. We'll see.
Well, we've shared the different moon gods on Twitter. One is pasted right here in this space. We plan on having those four gods being animated as you see in that tweet right there. So if you got something that's animated, it's one of four, that means you got one of the most rare.
Wow, and so, like you will see it animated right away when you mint it.
Yeah, that's the plan, as far as I know. Maybe I should talk to the devs a little bit more before I. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be right away.
I mean, that would be so cool, and I think I haven't minted something on Luart and on any other places that was. That was animated right away when you mint it, and then you know it's rare because it's animated. I think it was the case for Derby Stars, who launched on one planet, if I'm correct here. But that's so cool, and I think if it's the case, and Jordan means like a moon god or something super rare, let's see. Because yesterday we minted the Hellhounds together, and we didn't get that lucky, I'd say, without one.
Look, I'm just going to put it out there, and maybe I need to stop saying it, but I have literally never minted a rare trait, and I mint every collection on Luard.
I mean, that's what Midas said in the first Unlucky Minter episode, and then he means Pharaoh crown Skeleton Punk.
And then he doesn't get to keep it.
He doesn't get to keep it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess now we know for sure there's no insider info or insider trading going on.
Dude. All right, I'll give you guys one example of me actually minting something pretty decent. So Silent Solos, I minted a bunch of them. You know, they were 25 UST. So I was like, you know, I'm going to mint like 15 or something.
Okay.
I get a bunch of ones that are naked. And I'm like, what the hell, man? I got some solos that don't have any attributes on them. And then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to list these, whatever. No. I wake up the next day, they're all gone out of my wallet. And I look on Twitter and it's like somebody made the naked DAO. And it's like, that was the best selling trait for Silent Solos. So I was just like, damn.
When you meet them, like, oh, they're naked, just put some trades on, you know, like put some clothes on. I want to like have a good mint for my money, and then they're all gone.
Then they're all gone.
Maybe we should create a naked alien also. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would look like, a naked alien, but we should make it interesting.
Definitely interesting to check that. That would be a first interpretation of alien sexuality, I think. in the history of cinema and NFTs, definitely.
Yeah, that's an Easter egg, you know. You have to find.
Oh my.
You know, coming back to the Hellhounds, like at least you managed to mint one, you know, that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, there you go.
Well, only reason why I minted one is because I'm a Hellcat holder.
Same here.
That's the only one I got. So yeah.
But during the public, there was no chance to mint, I think. I don't know anyone who will be able to do that.
Well someone actually in the Unlucky Minter.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Not to spoil the video or something, but that was hilarious yesterday because we've been rushed by time, honestly, and we ran out of time. And there was like 5 minutes left to mint this Hellhound, this last Hellhound. For the Unlucky Minter, for the second player, like some stuff happened. I don't want to reveal something else. You will see the video pretty soon, coming up maybe this weekend. But yeah, he managed to snag a Hellhound from the public whitelist. The public mint. So this definitely happened, and I know there's been some issues and some comments about this, and the team, Luau team, will be releasing more information about this pretty soon. Is that correct, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean that's for sure. It's a cat and mouse game, you know. There's only so much we can prepare for, and when there's different scenarios, we're learning as we go with everyone else. But we're definitely, trust me, it's everything is being addressed.
Oh yeah,
awesome. And super appreciative of what you guys have built and come together to bring up all these projects, create this launch pad for these projects. So super appreciative. We know you're working hard and you got something great here, and it's only going to get better.
That's the plan. Thanks for the kind words. You know, it's tough sometimes. You know, we're at the mercy of our users, and we want to deliver the best product we can. So it's all a process, but you know, we have a team of around 15 people, and trust me, we're all working. So we're doing our best, and we will continue to do our best. But yeah, I think that, you know, I'm excited for these two launches. Definitely. We'll see how they go. You know, for the most part, we've been having, you know, smooth mints as usual, and we plan to continue. So, but back to the projects. You know, we're a little bit past the hour now. So what I want to do is give both of you guys a chance to leak any alpha, anything you might have been saving, anything you have, you know, kind of been considering saying, but we're holding back. Please say it now.
Let's go. Alpha leak time. And I can hear the drips of the leaks right now. They're preparing it. I don't know.
That's hard. I don't know what to say. You know, we got some, what I can say. Okay, so maybe let's think about it for a second. You know, I don't want to spill too much tea, you know, because we just don't want to get messy here. But let me think. I would probably say that the economy part is the most exciting one, and also, you know, as I think Jordan said, I think it's good or PB, I don't remember, but it's good to hold your NFT. I would say that's probably, even though it doesn't sound like a big alpha, but in the future, like the benefits that you will have by holding, as PB probably said about the Hellcats and maybe some snapshots, you know, it's good to, you know, have few of them, you know, maybe this snapshot will kind of save you and get you something. So I think that's the big alpha. Maybe it doesn't sound big, but trust me, what we have, you know, planned for the future, it's bigger and it's really ambitious, but we're here to deliver that. So stick with us, hold your alien, and, you know, just stick with us for the future.
And also, as I mentioned about the game, which we want to provide on our platform, it's kind of big alpha that we never talked before, I think, on our Medium articles or something. But we also talk about elemental powers that no one probably remember, even if we talk about that many times. Because if you are holder of Alien, you will be able in the future to choose one of fourth elemental powers, which will give you additional boosts in the game, which we are working on. I mean, that's also kind of alpha. And you should also read all articles which you have on the Medium, because there's many important stuff which you can connect. So
Dominic, don't say too much, you know, man. I'm gonna say that because
yeah, that's my first life, so be patient for me. That's my first life. So
yeah. But obviously, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know.
Let's pump Terra Alliance. Let's pump them up.
You know, just stick with us. That's all. That's what we're going to say, right?
Yeah. Stick with us.
You should check your
emails, I think, Dominic. Check your emails. You have an appointment with HR, I think, at Terra Alliance.
My email, you know. Okay.
Just kidding, mate. Just kidding.
Yeah, okay. I don't have any mail from Rio. What are you trying to do? No worries. Just kidding.
That's our job as interviewers. We gotta get you to open up, and we'll see if the rumors about Terra Aliens from today's AMA spread. But I think people will be excited about it, man. I mean, you guys obviously have a well thought out project. Of course, you don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but I think that you guys, from my experience of posting these AMAs, are definitely getting people excited. So I think everything's going to work out in your favor.
I think the last thing I'm going to say is that we didn't like spill the tea. We spilled a whole freaking teapot. You know what I mean? So just, you know, that's all I'm going to say, but this is a lot. So that's all for me.
I mean, I love tea. I'm fine with
it. Oh. I think you might have cut out for a second there, PB.
But yeah, exactly.
I was just saying, I love tea. I'm fine with that, definitely, with the whole teapot spilled all over the place. But yeah, I'd say let's give a chance to Luna Waddens to leak some alpha there, and maybe it will be a coffee pot this time. We'll see.
I don't know about that. All right, so I guess two things I'll say. The first thing, we're talking about the overpromise, underdeliver. If you look on our website right now at the roadmap, and if you look at our Discord on the roadmap, we changed something. So if you look at the website, you're not seeing something. So this might be updated in the Discord soon. So you're going to have to pop into the Discord and check it out if you want to figure out what that is. We might update that soon, but you can see a difference there. So there's a little like a scavenger hunt alpha. And the second thing I'll say, I'll touch on the ascension phase, what we're calling the ascension phase for the Luna Wardens. And if you think that the artwork is amazing now, then you're going to be blown away once we go into the ascension phase. We have so many ideas for how we want to take this art to the next level. Because like we said from the beginning, Walter and Daver, this is their baby, and we really want to showcase their work. And we think that this will be a powerful, powerful way to do that through the ascension phase. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, and we definitely know what these guys, these artists are capable of. So, I mean, this is pretty exciting. The Ascension too, I like the name. And if you could just remind us your website link, maybe you could see more about this. I think it's not on your Twitter description, so maybe just remind it here for the audience.
Oh yeah, it's lunawardens.com. It's pretty straightforward.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you'll be able to check it out.
That was pretty big alpha too.
Hey man, that's what we do this for. You know, if you're lucky enough to have stayed this whole time, about an hour chatting with us and listening, you know that you got to get your hands on both of these projects. So thank you guys for being a little loose lip today. I'm not going to complain about it.
All right.
Oh yeah. And so
go ahead.
I wanted to remind everyone here that the Luna Wardens Mint is tomorrow on Lowart on the 27th, and Terra Aliens Mint is on the 2nd of May, if I'm correct, May 2nd.
Yeah, exactly. Also,
correct. Awesome. So just a reminder here, it will be minting on Lowart, and I was just wondering, maybe one last quick question. What is your current total supply for Luna Wardens?
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm sorry you didn't have that information. Yeah, we decided on 5,000 is our total supply.
All right, perfect. Okay.
All right, great. And thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, I think now is a good time to wrap up. We have some big alpha, and we'll let you guys sink in on this. So, what do you think, Jordan?
Yeah. I think that we could probably close up now. Does anyone have any final questions in the audience for the teams? If so, you can request now.
Yeah, we'll leave you guys a little bit of time if you have any questions for the project, because it's definitely an AMA. So feel free to just jump in and ask questions if you have some. And now is the time. Oh, Toki, I see Toki just made an emoji. I don't know if he was saying bye or just like wanting to speak. Let me check on the Lowart post account.
Yeah, we got Toki here, Fredo. I'll approve some people. We got Fredo.
Oh yeah, you can go ahead and approve.
Yeah, and if you don't want to ask them here, get on stage or anything, feel free to hop in our Discord. We're in there all the time. So, and our whole team. But we got Fredo up here now. Go for it, Fredo.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, going well.
Looking forward to the Luna Wardens meeting. I've got the moon list for it. What I wanted to ask is, on Lua, I've brought a few NFTs off there, and like when you're waiting for the mint, it'd be handy to have countdown clocks on the mint time.
That's definitely a request we can put in for our design team. Barry might actually still be in the audience, so he might have heard that.
There's only something small, but because I'm in Australia, so my time zone's different to the UTC time, so that'd be kind of handy.
Yeah. We when we do our announcements in our Discord, we try and make sure that it, whoever's looking at it, it reflects their time zone. I that's like one small way where we're trying to account for that. But yeah, I understand having a having some sort of clock that would be helpful.
Yeah, I think it would be as well. We'll definitely put in the request. But thanks, Fredo.
So yeah, brilliant. Thanks,
Toker.
Yeah, hi. A couple of questions. Is your whitelist closed? And I was actually waving hand. Probably there is no hand raise straight there, so there is only one. So I wasn't saying bye. So yeah, I just want to check if the whitelist is closed. And yeah, because we are having tough times of getting the particular NFTs nowadays, knowing that there's an increasing demand on the Luna NFTs. So we were yesterday whole night, all of us here, like in the space, Sefi, me, Mandeeves, all of these lunatics, like, you know, trying to, like around 200 of us trying to mint Hellhounds. Couple of us got lucky, but none of, like 99.99% of us didn't get lucky. So
Yeah. That was quite a stampede yesterday. Honestly, we tried so hard during the Unlucky Minter game to actually mint more NFTs for the game itself. And so totally agree with what you say about this. And it's been quite a hard time with the public mint, honestly. And so yeah, you're right about that.
So is the whitelist closed for the Luna Wardens as well as Terra Aliens?
So I think for Luna Wardens, or maybe they're gonna speak for themselves, but in Terra Aliens we got still like spots left in a way that you can take part in a few giveaways that are mentioned on our announcements channel on our Discord. So you can check them if they're still live. Maybe you will have a chance to get whitelisted there. Actually, the kind of weird part about it that, you know, as obviously our project grew, a lot of whitelist spots were just given away at the beginning. So it's kind of tough that that we kind of don't have that many left as we wish to give away. We also that's all I can say to you, that you can, you know, go out on Discord, check out announcements, kind of scroll a bit and just see what Twitter giveaways are still there. You can take part in them and hope for the best. I'm sorry that this is the only way, but as we're, you know, closing tomorrow our, you know, wallet submissions, that's the last probably chance to get the wildest spot.
I was checking there, but I think you had the last post that you had was like check the staking alpha or something like that, and then the giveaway. Yeah, that's the one you were talking about.
Yes, that's like a probably five links with different Twitter giveaways. That should be there.
No, but you have a Hellhound giveaway, not a Terra Aliens giveaway, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, check out the announcements and just scroll a bit higher, and then you'll be able to see that we have like a list of Twitter giveaways. Last chance. That's like the time.
We have also poker tournaments on our Discord, so you can join and win whitelist here. You can try.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. And what about the Luna Wardens?
Our moon list is what we're calling it, is closed. We are already pushing it pretty close to the wire there, getting it to them with what we did. We extended it and got it in late to them. So unless we talk to their team and they give us the green light, we cannot open that back up. So our moon list is officially closed.
And this is something totally understandable, I guess, as the mint for your project is tomorrow, so we have to get all the details checked up.
Oh yeah,
everything ready. So yeah,
100%. Yeah, there's virtually no way, unless that's why I could check, but I know what kind of work goes into I don't know exactly what, but I know the amount of work that is needed to ensure such a smooth mint on Luart. So that right now the mint is closed and I don't see that opening in the next 18 hours or whatever the case may be.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think that was a pretty good question that you got there. And so, yeah, maybe you have one last chance for Terra Alliance to get your whitelist spot. For Luna Wardens, you will have the mint tomorrow. And Wardens, if you can just remind us the time UTC for your mint, that would be super useful for the people here listening to us.
Can you please say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. Yes, it was just about the exact time of the mint tomorrow UTC time. So we have people here that are listening to us aware of this time, so they can prepare.
Oh yes, it's 11 a.m. UTC.
Oh, that's pretty early for me. That would do. I mean, crypto doesn't sleep, right? NFTs, they don't. They sleep less than crypto, so yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to have like a good spread for our moonlist to be able to mint. We're gonna have like a 12-hour window for moonlist, and then it'll open up to the public.
I'm pretty sure it's like 8:30 p.m. in Australia.
must be.
Well, perfect. Let's get on to the next question. Thanks for the questions, Tauker. And we'll move on to the next one. I know we're getting pretty far into this. So crypto for NFT.eth. You can go ahead and unmute yourself and ask a question.
I was pretty much asking the same thing about the whitelist. I guess you have discussed early on that's already closed. So the mean is UTC 11, so that means it's like 7 a.m. Eastern. So that means for anyone in the public space could mean 12 hours later. How many do you expect to have been be left from for the public mint?
That's always a tough question. We would like to believe that the moonlist is going to mint out. We're going to mint out during moonlist. And we see that people in our Discord seem really bullish. We see a lot of engagement and we're very excited. Now, that being said, the reality, when you look at statistics, I know there hasn't been a ton of research. We're still new into the space here. There could be anywhere roughly around 1,000 left over for public to mint, maybe.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That'd be like a reserve, I would say.
Okay.
But it's always hard to tell, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully there will be enough left. A few of the past Luna NFTs that I didn't have whitelist, and it was very difficult to get on, and everything just goes very quick. So hopefully I can get to mint a few of your NFTs.
That's right. We hope so too.
Great. So many hype around Terra NFTs recently, and I mean not even recently. It's been quite some time now. So you're completely right. Crypto for NFT, it's so hard to get to public for these kind of projects. And when you look at the quality of the two projects we received today as guests for this AMA, I mean the quality, for example, of the art of Wardens is so. It's so cool. It's like a 3D style. And I also do love the style of Terra Alliance with the kind of cartoon and elegant style. So, yes, we can expect them to go pretty fast if it gets to public. I assume maybe you're right, Luna Wardens. Let's see how it goes tomorrow. But maybe 1,000 in public mint. We'll see how it goes. But that was a pretty good question.
Aside from this, I came from more the ETH and Solana NFT background. Do you feel, and only recently, I have been staking my Lunas since 2017, so it's not like I'm not familiar with the Terra Luna ecosystem, but I guess NFT has been pretty new, and even not until a month ago, I started noticing that NFT marketplace on the Terra Station. So I feel that I have missed out, but in your opinion, do you feel that we are still in the very early stage of the Runa NFT ecosystem?
You're in the beginning days.
Yeah, 2017. that was pretty early indeed.
I didn't participate in NFT at all until 2021, basically during COVID. I feel like I missed out so much in the Ethereum market. So I'm hoping that Runa is going to be a great start.
I mean, you can't go wrong. There's definitely an explosion in Terra NFTs, and I'll let Aurelius tell us more about this. You were about to tell us something, that I think.
That's you're at the beginning. That's what I'm gonna say. Like with Hellcats, they even like minted, I don't know, like 5 months ago. That was early, 5 months in crypto obviously it feels like 1,000 years, but at the same time I think that you're still at the beginning, and especially when you're staking from 2017, it's good to actually join the Terra NFT space, because it's just the beginning. So
I have actually about 3 months ago I started looking at the blue chips, so to speak, of the Runa NFTs, Galactic. But then recently I have heard about the Hellcat and now Hellcounts, which I feel could be a mid-tier blue chip. And what are your opinion on that?
I think what I'm going to say is, the next blue chip is Terra Alliance. So look out for that one.
We got two. You're talking to two blue chips right here.
Okay, right definitely. There. Join the team. Yes.
I think we should join
the Discord now. Both of your Discord. So definitely I will follow along.
I think we should take a look on NFTs from a different size. It's kind of brand logo icon. Our alliance is something like our icon for the whole brand, which you can build on that. We should take a look what exactly the whole project can provide for you as you are an investor. So I don't know if you are interested in the very useful project or just JPEGs for 200 USD.
Well, I'm looking more for the communities and the access to information, right? And I'm a long-term holder. I'm not a flipper. So my holdings are usually 3 to 6 months, if not longer.
Sure, because I'm also investing in classic stocks. So for me, waiting on the results half a year or year is nothing new. So I think we should look on NFTs from this side. But it's hard to research, in that many projects, which creating every day.
Yeah, okay, but definitely, great, yeah. Just to maybe to answer, to add more information about this answer we give you today, definitely, you have two blue chips here, in my opinion. Not financial advice, the drill, but Wardens and Terralians, I think you can go wrong with these, trying to mint, and some people, like, if they don't get to minting one, they just sweep floors when the marketplace opens, and sometimes it's very rewarding. I've been seeing like screenshots for the Hellhound mints yesterday. People managed to buy some Hellhounds at very low price on marketplace, just sweeping floors, and not financial advice, but definitely it's something people do. And sometimes it's rewarding, But yes, these two projects, in my opinion, are very promising, and all the details they gave us today are just like making it more real for me. And I think you guys have more information to take a decision.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great question and conversation starter. Thank you for that.
So, okay, I think if we don't have any other questions, I think now is a good time to wrap up and to thank you again, guys, Luna Wardens and Terralians, to have joined us today. And that was quite a good anime. I had a lot of fun talking with you guys and Jordan, of course.
Thank you for the first time with you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. Our first AMA as well.
Yeah, we'll have a roadmap update hopefully in maybe a couple months where you guys come back on and we'll talk about progress. We've been doing those lately and I think they're really good for the teams and good to catch up. So, thank you guys as always for joining. It's always a pleasure to listen and learn about the projects. Again, good luck on your mints. I know you guys are going to crush it. Luna Wardens tomorrow. Well, April 27th for those. It might be tomorrow already for some. And Terra Aliens on May 2nd. I'm excited for both of your guys' projects. Thank you. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, thank you also.
Definitely. LFG, let's fucking go.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's mint something.
Yeah. Beep, beep, trick. Prepare your USD for the minting.
Let's go, guys. Pleasure to see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terra Aliens and Luna Wardens AMA, hosted by Luart, recorded on Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutations leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanted me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will stream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip, but am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation
is an art form, don't be alarmed if you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm. Spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terror supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We'll be right back.
spaces.